Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, if you have lived for any substantial time on this planet that we call Earth, you have become acquainted with disappointment. Everybody has to, at one time or another, face and feel the throngs of disappointment. Matter of fact, there are probably some of you who came to church today struggling and dealing with disappointment as the result of events that took place earlier this week. Our new president, on his first day in office, took actions which caused many to become disappointed. He pardoned and granted clemency to 1,500 rioters who he called patriots, who tried to overthrow our democracy, leading to the loss of life on January 6th. 2021. Others of you may be wrestling with disappointment because of the executive orders to shut down federal diversity, equity, inclusion programs, and for the immediate closing of the southern border to those who are legitimately seeking political asylum. Listen to me good. Disappointment takes on many forms. Sometimes we get disappointed by people. Sometimes we get disappointed when our plans do not materialize. Sometimes we get disappointed with the things that come with life, such as death, sickness, broken dreams, and the like. Disappointment is one of those emotions we had rather avoid, but we must understand that even though we are the children of God, that God does not shield us from disappointment, but he gives us the strength to go on even in the midst of disappointing circumstances. And if we closely check the biblical record, we would soon discover that the Bible is filled with people who had to face and deal with disappointment. Can I name it for you? Joseph had a God-given dream, but he had to wade through the waters of disappointment in order to realize his dream. He was rejected by his own brothers. He was the object of lies at the hands of Potiphar's wife. Job experienced the loss of everything he owned. He lost his family and was ridiculed by his friends. Jeremiah was called of God to be a prophet to Israel. However, he was rejected, and his message was rejected by the people of God. Paul was called to be a witness of the transforming power of God. But he was persecuted by the very people who needed to hear his message. So all I am saying to you is disappointment has been, is, and will always be a part of this thing we call life. Can I just talk to y'all today? In the verses that precede our selected scriptural text for today, the crucifixion and the resurrection had recently occurred. Two of Jesus's followers were on their way out of Jerusalem, on their way to a village called Emmaus. It is believed that Emmaus was their hometown. And as they walked along, they were discussing the events that had happened in Jerusalem. As they talked together, the Bible says that Jesus himself drew near to them and began to walk with them. Then in verse 16 of the text, we find these words recorded. But they were kept from recognizing him. In other words, these two followers of Jesus were unable to see him. Now, the reading of the text makes it sound as if they were hindered from recognizing Jesus. But we can understand this hindering in two ways. We can understand that they were hindered by God, or we can also understand that they were hindered or blinded by disappointment. Check out what Jesus says to them in verse 17. What are you discussing together as you walk along? And the Bible says they stood still, their faces downcast. Jesus clearly identifies that these two disciples are operating in a state or a spirit of disappointment. And my brothers and sisters, disappointment can blind you. Tell your neighbor that disappointment can blind you. Disappointment can blind you to all the other wonderful things God is doing in your life. In our text today, disappointment blinded these two disciples to the resurrected Christ. And many of us today are just like these two disciples. We focus on our disappointments and are blinded to our blessings. Did you hear what I said? We focus on our disappointments and are blinded to our blessings. So what? You don't have a new house. Thank God you have a roof over your head. So what? You don't have the trendiest clothes. But guess what? Thank God you're not naked. So what? You can't afford to eat steak. Thank God for the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you have. So what? Your man or woman is not perfect. At least you have your own. And not trying to borrow somebody else's. Thank God for what you have. And quit allowing disappointment to blind you to your blessings. I'm moving on. Not only will disappointment blind you, but disappointment can disillusion you. Did y'all hear me? Disappointment just doesn't blind you to the blessings that you have already had, but disappointment will disillusion you. What are you talking about, Pastor? Disappointment causes us to lose perspective. It causes us to lose direction. It turns life gray. The news and events that took place in Jerusalem left these two disciples disillusioned. It was evident in their speech and in their actions. Jesus gets close to them and notices and hears their disillusionment in their words. And guess what? Jesus knows when we are disillusioned by disappointment. You may try to fool me and try to fool others, but you sure enough can't fool Jesus. He knows when you have lost perspective. He knows when you have lost your direction. He knows when you have allowed disappointment to sour you. But the good news is good news. The good news is this, that God is able and willing to draw close to you. And he will stick with you while you are going through your period of disillusionment. And guess what? He'll help you and I to get through the times of disillusionment. I'm almost finished. Not only will disappointment blind you and disillusion you, but disappointment can cause you and I to lose hope. Did you hear what I said? I said disappointment can cause you and I to lose hope. In verse 21, after explaining to Jesus what had happened in Jerusalem, the Bible says that the two disciples said, but we had hope that he, Jesus, was the one who was going to redeem Israel. Sound like these two brothers were wrestling with disappointment. And the disappointment caused them to lose hope. Some of us here today might feel like all of our hope is gone because we are dealing with disappointment. Things haven't gone the way that we thought they should have gone. People have dropped us and let us down. And now we're drowning in hopelessness. But I stopped by New Providence to tell you that your disappointments are not your final conclusion. In other words, you can recover from disappointment. Anybody in here believe that? Let me suggest that your recovery from disappointment begins as soon as you recognize what you have access and exposure to. What access do I have? What exposure do I have in my disappointment? Well, just like this text told us, that while these fellas were walking in disappointment, that Jesus... Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. Jesus came near. Lord have mercy. And walked with them while they were disappointed. And I stopped by to encourage somebody to let you know that right now the power of Jesus' presence is with you right now. And you know what I discovered? I discovered that when I get in his presence, I have the fullness of joy. When I get in his presence, stuff that bothered me and disillusioned me doesn't seem as bad as I thought it was. When I get in his presence, my joy becomes complete. When I get in his presence, I know that God's will is going to be done and that everything is going to be all right. When I get in his presence, it'll let me know that God is not through with me yet. Yes, I'm so glad that in Jesus' presence, victory. I said victory. I said victory. Victory is mine. And guess what? I'm closing. I don't only have to rely on his presence, but I know when Jesus draws close to me that he's going to bring something that I need. You know what he's going to bring? His word. Somebody say his word. Verse 27, the Bible says that when Jesus got with the men, that he expounded to them the scripture. And when he began to speak the scripture, the men said, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke with us along the way? I'm here to tell you that your recovery begins when Jesus draws near. And your recovery begins when you get a dose of Jesus' word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. His word is a light unto my path. His word can lift me up out of my depression. His word can show me the direction I need to go. His word will recover my spirit again. His word. Can shatter disappointment. Can shatter disillusionment. His word. So, I made up my mind in 2025 that I ain't gonna let what folk do disappoint me to the point where I might feel like losing hope. You know what? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone. Because I know, he holds my future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. I can handle, I can face, I can deal with disappointment.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.